Good evening, folks. I just thought I'd do an update because I haven't done one for absolutely ages. I'm just going to give Kate a treat a second. It's a little... It's in the shape of a bone. I don't know. It's quite heavy, actually. I don't know whether it's hide or whether it's... I don't think it is. I think it's some sort of hard biscuity type thing. Well, she sat here patiently waiting. Good girl. Take it. Good girly. That's a good girl. She's got no blanket now. So obviously I'm in Wales at my mum's. My mum and her husband have just gone to do the weekly shop. And of course there wasn't much point in me going, so I thought I'd stay here, and I thought I'd better do a boo, because I haven't done one for quite a while. I can't remember what the last one... I think I have done one. Oh, I know what it was. It was the water feature, wasn't it? That's the budgie chatting. The budgie that was Louise's and is now mine. He's settled in really well. He's next to my mum's budgie, because my mum's got a little budgie as well. So they've been chatting back and forth to one another, because of course mine's a male and my mum's is a hen, so there's been lots of chatting back and forth. At first they sort of ignored one another, and then they, I think, both realised what the other was, and but they don't do too much shouting. It's quite sweet, really. So I haven't got a huge amount to report. I've just been having a really nice, relaxing time. I've just eaten, though, something that I've never had before. I've just had some pulled pork. And it seems to be all the rage lately. And I've never had it. My mum bought some. So she cooked it for us for dinner. And I've got to say, it was absolutely gorgeous. I love pork anyway. And it was really tender and, oh, God, it was good. It really was good. So I've just been eating and chilling out, really. I've discovered the delights of iBooks. So I've been listening to books on my iPad. I don't usually like books read by a synthesized voice, to be perfectly honest. And it's not perfect, but I suppose at least it means that I can, if there's a book out that I want, rather than waiting for it to come out on audio, which sometimes takes an absolute age, I can get it there and then. And with the, I've got the Alex voice on my pad, and to be fair, he's pretty good. He's pretty good at reading books. So I'm reading a James Herbert, because I like my horror, and it's called The Dark. That was my mum's clock, just chiming seven. It's called The Dark, and it's pretty gruesome, actually, but it's good. It's typical James Herbert. It's very good, actually. So I'm enjoying reading that. Apart from that, have I got anything else to report? I don't know that I have. Kate is having a whale of a time, as you can imagine. Just relaxing, and of course, bless her, she's been able to go out for walks, which, where I live at the moment, she can't do, because of all the roadworks and everything. It's been a bit of a pain, to be honest. There is a field near me that I could get to, but once I get there, I need eyes, because there's no defined path around the field that I can follow with a cane. So working Kate in the area where I live is pretty much a no-go at the moment, which is a real shame, because she's a really good worker, and you know, that's why I had the dog. So she's had a really good time. She did a lot of work last week in Hereford, and she has been on some nice little walks here, not too long, because my mum can't walk very far because she's got spine issues. So she finds walking a great deal quite painful. So we've been taking her for little walks. But my dad is back from America at some point today. I don't quite know when, actually. So hopefully by the beginning of next week, I can go with him. We can go on much longer walks with his dog as well. So that'll be good. But, you know, even a little walk is better than nothing at all. So, that's all good. That noise you can hear is the budgie bird jumping off his perch. It's one of those vision cages, and it's, yeah, that. The perch wobbles when he jumps off it. It sounds like one of those springs behind a door, doesn't it? It's a nuisance. It's an absolute nuisance. So, I think that's about it from me, folks. As far as I've been told, my birdies are all okay. I have been keeping in touch with Chris. Not every day, but every couple of days I'll give him a shout and sort of say, is everything okay? And the answer's always been yes, everything's fine. So I'm really missing them, actually. Although I'll be sad to leave my homeland, it'll be nice to get back to the birdies, because you do miss them. Yes. Oh, blimmin' heck. That perch. And I think as I'm starting to waffle now, I think I'll probably leave it for now. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that's happened that I should update you on. But I don't think there is. I'm heading towards my 550th boo. I think this will be my 547th. Wow. Which is nothing compared to some people, I know, but it's not a bad amount. So, I think I will send this. Hope you're all doing well. I have been trying to catch up with boos, but my mum and Mark's broadband has been a bit hit and miss this past few weeks, actually. They've had problems. There's been some sort of problem at a substation somewhere, and they had no broadband for ages, and they've got it back, but it's hellishly sluggish. It's horrible. This boo will take me an absolute age to upload. It's a nightmare, really. So trying to keep up with boos is a bit sort of hit and miss. So I have been listening when I can, and catching up with all your goings on, as it were. So I will endeavour to send this, and I will speak to you all soon.